Moncrief on News Talk.
You'll often hear people say, "I'm the middle child," as a way of explaining their behaviour or whatever trauma they claim to be carrying around with them. On social media, birth order is taken to be a proven indicator of personality, but many psychologists say the effects of birth order can be subtle or even non-existent. William Cain is the author of the Birth Order Book of Love. Afternoon, William.
Good afternoon, and thank you for talking to me about this subject.
And thank you for talking to us, too. So is it the contention of your book that people who are in various birth orders shouldn't get together romantically?
Well, I basically told what the personality of each of the birth orders might be, based on the research, which is very strong. Using that, I put forward the idea that if you know your partner, you're much more likely to be compatible with the person because you can deal with the conflicts that arise.
Yeah. Well, you'd hope you would get to know the person before you became deeply committed to them.
There are many times when people don't realize that other people have personality traits because they're subtle or they're hidden, or they don't manifest themselves in particular situations. But understanding birth order, most social scientists have concluded that it is a valid predictor of personality.
Okay. And in the sense that, say, if you're the firstborn, should you get involved with another person who's the firstborn, or what order should you be picking?
Well, that's known as rank conflict. Two people who are firstborns often tend to be both the leader and both want to be the director or the decider of things. And so they should expect to experience what is known as conflict on rank. That is, they're both firstborns. And that sometimes can be a compatible relationship. But Walter Toman has said that is a narcissistic relationship. They understand each other because they're similar, and they don't interact as much as a first and a last born would, which is called an interactive rather than a narcissistic relationship.
Okay. So, but if a firstborn and a second or thirdborn get together, the firstborn is like going to be boss.
Well, we're talking statistically here.
Yeah.
In most cases, yes, that is a trait that a firstborn would have. And many firstborns are leaders. They turn into leaders. For example, most United States presidents were firstborn children or only children.
And is that different, though? Is it different being firstborn and being the only child?
Yes, it is. An only child is significantly different from a firstborn because an only has both first and lastborn traits, whereas a person who is firstborn is primarily in a firstborn personality.
Right. Okay. So could a firstborn and an only child get together?
Certainly. In many cases, particularly if the only child is female, she will do very well with a firstborn boy who has a younger sister.
Right. Okay. But does it have to be a younger sister?
There are differences. When you have a younger sister or a younger brother, and then there is also the result when a person has both sisters and brothers who are younger. So the personality picks up differences based on the childhood experiences growing up.
I see. And is this really, it doesn't matter how the parents act in any of this.
No, it doesn't, because everybody has parents, but everybody doesn't have the same sibling situation.
Okay, so it's the interaction with the siblings that's important, rather than, because I suppose one might assume that's because they might give a lot of responsibility to the firstborn or make a greater fuss of the firstborn and sort of neglect the third child if they have three children.
Yes, that's right. And as Frank Soloway said, he's probably the number one leader in the world on birth order. He wrote a book in 1996 called Born to Rebel. And he pointed out, Sean, that everybody is an expert on birth order because everybody grew up in a family and they experienced their own sibling constellation.
So if, say, there's a big gap between children, say a 10-year gap, are they too effectively, is the second child really a second born, or is that almost like two only children?
That's an excellent question. When the gap is close, the effect is strong. When the gap gets over 7 years, the effect becomes so attenuated that it almost disappears.
Right. Okay. So that's not really being a second born then.
That's correct. If your sibling is 7 or more years distant from you, the effect almost evaporates. The most important effects in children are between siblings that are between 1 to, say, 3, 4, or 5 years difference.
There is a phenomenon in Ireland, William, called Irish twins, where basically you have kids who are not even a year apart, and so they would be very close in age. Now, then I assume, is the dynamic still that one's older than the other, even though they could actually be the same age in the same calendar year?
Yes, the dynamic is very, very much still one is the older and one is younger. And because they're less than 12 months different in age, the birth order effect is extremely strong.
And would that apply to actual twins as well? If, say, you're born 5 minutes before your sibling?
No.
No.
Twins have a birth order that is quite different. And research from Walter Toman has indicated that twins are most compatible with other twins.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because I suppose they'd associate what that, or they'd know what that's like, being a twin. Can I ask, William, where do you come in the birth order of your family?
Certainly, I'm happy to explain. I'm the firstborn child. I have a younger sister who is 13 months younger. That's just over a year younger. And after that, two brothers, all very close in age to each other. So I grew up as a firstborn child. But there is another twist to this. If a person has conflict with their parents that is more than average, and they are the firstborn, they become what Frank Soloway terms an honorary lastborn. Because usually firstborns are very agreeable and they toe the line, they become religious, and they follow in the footsteps of their parent. But if there's a lot of conflict, more than average, they tend to rebel off that pattern. And I, even though I loved my father, he was a psychologist, and we had a lot of differences of opinion. So I guess I became an honorary lastborn.
Ah, right. So I don't pry too much, but your relationships then, William, have they been with people where were they in the birth order?
Well, I have to admit, I made a lot of mistakes because of my interest in this field. As a firstborn, I wanted to always go out with girls who were lastborn. And, for example, in college, I became very interested in a girl who was in a debate team from another school. But as soon as I found out that she was a firstborn with a younger brother, I just stopped the relationship. And I truly believe I've made a lot of mistakes in my life due to my over-fascination with this topic.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes in life, William. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was William Cain there, author of The Birth Order Book of Love.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.